Hi guys, I'm Lara. This week we'll be featuring my top 3 favorite songs of all time. To put my music in context, I'm an amateur classical cellist, and if you don't know it already, I'll show you how majestic, powerful, and interesting this area is.
Oh man, that was beautiful!
I'm always looking for new interesting instrumental music, so feel free to leave me new titles in our feedback section, www.mymti.org.
Ooh, I'm so excited!
Without further ado, here comes my first song. I play the most beautiful instrument in existence. There is no parallel to a mello cello. So, of course, this next piece coming up is a piece of cello music, one of the staples of the cello repertoire and a beautiful, beautiful composition. This piece, composed in 1884, was part of the suite The Carnival of the Animals by Camille Saint-Saëns. All of the movements were jokes aimed at the animal in the title, and this one coming up is The Swan by Camille Saint-Saëns from the suite The Carnival of the Animals, performed by one of the most beautiful cellists ever, Jacqueline Dupré.
Number 1.
Okay guys, here comes another one of my personal pick songs. It's not a favorite quite, but it is the most interesting remix I have ever heard anyone do with the solo cello. This man using only one electric cello and a foot drum brings to life one of my favorite movie soundtracks ever. These guys are YouTube favorites, so look them up if you haven't already. This is The Piano Guys at YouTube.com. I hope you enjoy it. This is Stephen Sharp Nelson and his hit, Cello Wars.
Number 2.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, here comes my last personal pick song. This is my favorite song of all time, hands down. There's nothing better than this. Composed for full symphony orchestra, it shows off the power, majesty, and subtle beauty that a symphony orchestra can emulate. Composed in 1893 by a visiting Czech composer during his stay in America, there's both Aboriginal folk tunes and African-American jazz featured within it. This is beautiful, so, so beautiful, and it's catchy, and it's fierce. It's everything that you could ask from a single piece of music. I could listen to it all day. In fact, I have listened to it all day before. I've played it and I've analyzed it, I've listened to it in the car, there's nothing that I haven't done with this piece of music. I hope you enjoy this. This is Antonín Dvořák and Movement 4, Allegro con Fuoco, from his Symphony No. 9 from the New World. Enjoy!
Number 3.
Thank you. Thank you.